just like me.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens. Good day. Doug is, once again, we fired him. He will be back tomorrow if we let him.
We fired him, but he'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
You guys are too soft.
Yeah.
I know. My goodness.
We'll decide. He's on a getting on his way to a train to New York City to do some big meetings. So until then, Dr. Jack Stockwell joins Jennifer and Roberta and I to talk about me, to talk about what's going on in the medical world. And we had a big, big conversation yesterday about cranberry juice, Jack.
We did.
Don't know why.
I don't even know when it started.
Yeah, so we ended up talking about cranberry juice, and I guess the, what was it that got us on it?
I can't remember. Kidneys, cleaning out. Doug was asking why people drink cranberry juice for urinary tract issues or kidney issues, wasn't he? Yeah.
Well, the cranberry juice or even raw cherry juice, but cranberry is a little easier to get to. You can overdo the cranberry juice, of course, because it's usually loaded and packed with sugar. However, the thing is, there's an acid in cranberries that is not broken down through the normal acidic processes inside the digestive system, and it reaches the bladder. And the problem with most bladder conditions, when especially, you know, more so with women than men, because the outside world is closer to the bladder in a female, obviously, so it's easier to get some kind of bacterial problem. However, if, and I deal with this almost daily with at least one patient during the day, the problem is usually what's happening is that the urine itself is becoming a little bit alkaline. And the walls of the bladder are designed to contain an acidic solution. Your urine is supposed to be acidic. It's got uric acid in it, for Pete's sake. And it should be anywhere from about 5.5 to about 6.5 on the pH scale. And any time it tends to drift towards the alkaline side, which is bringing it up towards 7 or higher, that becomes very irritating to the walls of the bladder, and a woman immediately thinks she's got a UTI, when in fact it's just the acid balance isn't correct where it should be. So when they take cranberry, it brings the acidic level back to a more normal position. It stops the irritation of the bladder wall, and she gets this idea in her head that somehow the cranberry got rid of the bacterial infection when there wasn't one anyway. Because in most of these cases, When a woman will either do a clean catch or look at what she's expelling from the body, it's not cloudy. It just looks like normal urine, yet it's burning the bladder. In almost all cases, it's just become a little too alkaline. So anything that she can do to acidify the urine, Roberta was saying there a little earlier, even vitamin C, which is, you know, just ascorbic acid. Now, vitamin C is a lot more than ascorbic acid, but the ascorbic acid that you will take in a larger amount on a very short burst from time to time also will acidify the urine. And all you're doing is bringing the pH of the urine back to where it should be. Now, the remedy in the hills for so long has been cranberry juice, because it contains a certain kind of acid that will get to the bladder to do what I'm talking about. Cherry juice has a certain kind of acid in it that really helps the same situation, but it also helps to reduce kidney stones. And this is stuff, you know, people have known for hundreds and hundreds of years in the hills, which is the basis of most pharmaceutical research. You know, what's in it? Cranberry that we can copy. What's in the cherry juice that we can copy? This kind of stuff, as they look for some better way to handle infections or cancer or something else.
How about grape juice? Grape juice
fermented or fermented or unfermented?
Wine, you'll forget, right? You'll forget your problem.
The problem with most fruit juices is that they have so much sugar in them that I mean, that's why kids love grape juice.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you'll see them eating, drinking a lot more grape juice.
But if they say all natural, no sugar added, That's usually the hook, you see.
Yeah. See, you'd want to look at that really closely.
Trader Joe's has cranberry juice that is just cranberry juice. It doesn't have any sugar in it. It's very bitter, but if you're worried about it, it's
aren't most commercial cranberry juices watered down anyway?
Well, they're watered down, and they have high fructose corn syrup. Now, some of the cranberry juice companies now are getting wise to that, and you'll see this big label across the front of the bottle. Contains no high fructose corn syrup.
What about the supplements, Dr. Jack? Is that an option? Because they have cranberry supplements.
Well, yes. It's either dehydrated or freeze-dried aspects of the cranberry that you can take as a pill. I don't think that's as effective as the juice itself, but it gets by the bitterness. But anytime, here's the catch, anytime you drink a fruit juice for the purpose we've just discussed that has sugar added, the sugar is feeding the bacteria, and the sugar is also throwing the pH balance out the window. Yeah, you know, and so, well, did that little dose help, honey? No. Well, here, take a couple more glasses. I mean, that's what the manufacturer wants you to do anyway. But
so are you better off just eating cherries, grapes, or cranberries?
Cranberries. You know, there are other things that you can do without having to get to go that far. That's a lot less expensive. Standard Process makes a product called CalAmmo. And I have a lot of female patients that carry that around. That's probably the least expensive thing they make. Hmm. And it's just calcium ammonium chloride salts from the ocean. And it's what keeps the ocean acidic. Hmm. If the ocean wasn't acidic, there would be no life on this planet because the waters would cloud up. They would go alkaline. The plants would grow like crazy. Hmm. It would it would absolutely destroy all the life in the ocean. So we've taken those salts. And so I have many female patients, the slightest little irritation that they would feel in the area of their bladder, they'll pop two or three of these, and within 15 minutes it's gone, and it doesn't bother them anymore at all. And there goes a large portion of the pharmaceutical bacterial antibiotics.
Yeah, I mean, I was just on antibiotics for a UTI, and what you're talking about, just that, I mean, I think I would totally buy into the whole, it could be that my pH balance or my pH was off. Do you, is there a way to test that?
Well, yeah, pH strips. You can get them at a drugstore.
Yeah, do doctors know this? Or do doctors think that they're treating a urinary tract infection?
Well, see, the thing is,
do they actually know this and not tell Jennifer that she really doesn't have one? That they they're treating the pH?
They don't think about it. They don't think about it. I take care of medical doctors in my practice, and we'll have these conversations from time to time. And they are so burdened with a patient load, they don't have time to get into those areas because the patient came looking for an antibiotic. And if he doesn't give that patient an antibiotic, ethics irrelevant here. That patient's going to go somewhere else to get that antibiotic.
See, and I would rather not have an antibiotic. I'd rather do what you're telling me to do if that's indeed the problem. Because I just obviously went through this, so now I have all these questions. But I was getting, my hands and my legs and my arms were getting cold and getting goosebumps when I was using the restroom. Too much info.
Yeah.
But he said that was because your bladder is spasming. Is that also due to pH levels being off, or is that really then truly a bladder infection?
Yeah, it could be either one of them. The real indication of bladder infections is that there's going to be a certain cloudiness which is the bacterial population, a certain cloudiness in the urine itself. If the urine looks perfectly normal, and normal urine should be amber colored, not yellow. Yellow, you're just dehydrated. It should be a slight straw amber color. And if it has no color, you may be getting too much hydration. If it turns the bright yellow that you would get from an artificial form of vitamin B2, riboflavin, that's a totally different matter. But you can get pH strips in a drugstore, and they'll be something like about a 5.5 up to about an 8.0. And you can check the saliva pH, you can check the urine pH with these things, and you put the strip right in the urine stream and let it sit for about 10-15 seconds, and then compare it to the little chart that comes on the case itself, and you can see immediately what the pH is. And if it's moving towards 7, then you need to acidify that urine or it's going to be burning.
All right, so acidify it with the juices. What is it possible that we can be too much on the other side?
Oh, yeah, it can go. You can become acidotic so that acidosis sits in, and then it becomes too acidic. That's true. Sugar will do that as well. So, you know, again, this comes back to the common sense of having somewhat of a balanced diet, have as much raw foods as you can have in there, and not overdo any one particular thing, especially processed foods. Processed foods that have the essential aspects of basic human nutrition removed from them so that they can have some shelf life. A diet full of that kind of material is going to move you out of the normal pH balance, not just the urine, but the blood. And I think this is what tends towards a higher osteoporosis rate in women than men, not just because of the estrogen stuff, but because so much processed foods that they eat simply causes the blood to go acidic, and the body will pull calcium out of the bones to try to buffer it in the bloodstream.
I started reading your book, not your book, but the book you recommended by Gary Taubes.
Yep.
Why We Get Fat.
Yep.
Very interesting. Yeah, not a big fan of carbs.
He's definitely not a big fan.
No, and I'll tell you, that book is causing a real revolution out there because there's all kinds of there's a backlash that's going to come heavy against it. But the research bears him out.
Isn't this just nothing more than what's the diet where the guy the doctor
Atkins.
Yeah,
it's explaining.
Well, it is, but it's not so much geared towards meat. It's just.
Look at all the low carb diets
that there are now. The processed carbs, refined.
Precisely.
Yeah, you got the South Beach, you got the Atkins, you got the even Metafast is, you know, stay away from the carbs. They
precisely, and they're talking more about glycemic index all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not the fat that you're eating; it's the carbs that
it's
you're
the
eating.
It's
the
sugar,
processed food.
Sugar not only makes us fat; it makes us sick.
Yeah. Okay,
and an interesting thing he pulls out is the number of chronic diseases that seem to disappear in a matter of months once you get off of the processed carbohydrates.
Anything strong like cancer? Can you cure cancer by stop getting it?
Well, there are those in this country who claim to do that very thing.
Interesting.
Well, cancer lives on sugar. You know, the cancer research centers at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine have several annuals that have come out talking about this very thing. And the first thing you do if you have cancer, you must stop all sugar. All sugar intake goes out, and then there's tremendous reversals in a matter of weeks.
Interesting. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, there he is. Interesting, usable information for you. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Go to jackstockwell.com. You can get to him through dougsteffen.com or gooddayshow.com at 19 past the hour on Good Day.
O'Reilly. Spend less and get more during the Buy One, Get One Free sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, you'll find great Buy One, Get One Free offers on parts and accessories to keep your vehicle running right. And with O'Reilly's everyday low prices, when you buy one and get one free, you save even more. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to mom and marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast, and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fill fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com, or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Fun with music on the Good Day Show. Doug's on his way to New York. Jennifer, Roberta, and Rich here with you. And we're going to go through the top five songs from this week in 1973. And what you do is you take a little notepad down, you write all five down. If you know all five of them, pick up the phone, give us a call at 1-800-510-8255. First one in with all the correct songs wins a little prize from the Doug Steffen Good Day Prize Closet. Here is your number five song from this week in 1973. All right, on
this
number
is a good one.
Yeah. Something I've just noticed here about the top five songs. Number four, number three, and number one are all connected. If you can tell us how they are connected, number four and number three are obvious.
You always come up with those good sub-questions.
Yeah, well, once you hear, if you know what number four is, once you hear number three, it'll be very easy to tell.
I think I know the connection.
Now, the kicker will be number one. Ah. What a voice this guy has.
My love doesn't go
all right, and number two.
He wasn't in the band.
No, he was not. But here's the fun part of the connection from number four and three. Number one is also connected to number four and three. And tell me how the number one song and this date from 1973 is connected to the number four and the number three songs.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. We'll go round and circle.
Funky this time around.
Oh, yeah. Very much so. All right, there they are, your top five songs this week in 1973. If you know all of them, artist and title of the song, give us a call, 1-800-510-8255. Here we go again, just to review, number five. And number four.
Give me love, give me love, give me
number three.
I can stay with my love. It's understood.
Now here's another interesting thing about these top fives. Number three and number two are the only two of the five that are still alive. And I made it rhyme. And they both have the same first name.
Yeah, that's right, they do.
All right, and number one.
I've got a song that ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends.
All right, all kinds of clues out there for you. Number four, number three, and number one are connected. Number three and number two are the only ones that are still alive, and they both had the first name. These are the top five songs in 1973. Pick up the phone. Give us a call, 1-800-510-8255. First person through wins a little something fun out of the prize closet here on the Good Day Show. It's 28 past the hour.
Bad guy win every once in a while. Story ain't got no mother. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. When it go round and circle.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings. Savings!
Much
savings.
Better!
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's the buy one, get one free sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts, which means it's a great time to double your buying power with buy one, get one free offers on select quality parts and accessories for your car or truck. Shop today and save during the buy one, get one free sale at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Improving economic conditions and a pent-up demand for travel are moving Americans to spend more on summer travel in 2011 than they did in 2010. This is according to a survey by global travel assistance company Mondial Assistance USA and its Access America brand of travel insurance. Nearly one half of Americans say they're confident they'll take a summer vacation this year, up 12% from last year and up 29% from 2009. Daniel DeRazzo of Access America has more.
Not only are more Americans intending to go on vacation this summer, but those that are anticipate spending more this year. The average family intends to spend about $200 more this year than they did last year. Also, events of the last year, including tornadoes, dramatic weather, tsunamis, and civil unrest, have made it more likely that people will purchase travel insurance this year.
Among those who are confident they'll take a vacation this year, the majority said that high gas prices are their biggest concern. In all, the survey showed that Americans plan to spend $16 billion more this year on summer vacations than in 2010. I'm Patrick Davis.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Hensor for HardcoreChristianity.com.
the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Past the hour, Doug Steffen's good day. Without Doug Steffen, we've fired him again, relieved him of his duties for the day. He was out of control. His attitude was not amenable to our little nice little show.
Today he quit.
Oh,
he just
quit?
Walked out of
okay.
here.
Okay, all right. So he quit. But he'll be back tomorrow, so don't worry. Actually, he'll be back here in a little bit. He's just moving from one place to the other on his way to New York. So Roberta, Jennifer, and myself, Rich McFadden, are here with you doing the top five songs from this week in 1973. And let me see who's first up here. Mike has called 1-800-510-8255 and thinks he knows all five songs. Mike, you think you got them all there? Oops, probably helpful I put this
five
on.
Five was Bad, Bad Leroy Brown by Jim Croce.
All right, Bad, Bad, all right. And then number four, Mike?
George Harrison, Give Me Peace, Give Me Love.
There you go. And number three?
Paul McCartney and Wings and My Love.
All right, and then obviously we know how number four and number three are connected. How is that?
They were half of the Beatles.
There you go. All right, and then number two is?
Kodachrome by Paul Simon.
All right, and then number three and number two are the only two alive, and they both have the same name, Paul. Okay, that's your connection there. And then number one, which is probably the harder one here.
That would have been Billy Preston, Will It Go Round in Circles, and of course, toward the end of the Beatles' career, Billy Preston played with the Beatles.
He was widely known as the fifth Beatle, wasn't he?
That's correct, yes.
So there it is. Very good. I'm impressed.
You get a big prize.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you.
We got the DJ alert. Were you ever a DJ, Mike?
Well, actually, yeah, I was. That summer was my summer before my senior year in high school. I had those songs on vinyl. And about the time I started my career, and I still work part-time in that industry. So
very cool, very cool. Yeah, you know, a lot of times when we do these top five songs from 1970-something or other, even the 80-something or other, we use it. Oh, hold on a minute. Let's find out here. Hold on. Because Gene called in next, so Mike beat Gene into the punch there. Hey, Gene, you knew all five as well. How did you know all five of these songs?
Well, I, too, was a part-time disc jockey back in the early 70s.
There we go.
And, these are songs I also listen to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brings them out of the woodwork.
Absolutely. So. All right, well, both of you hold on because you both got it right, and we'll say it was a tie when you called in. And hold on there. We'll get you a little prize from the prize closet. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right, bye, guys. All right, so there you go. There's the top five songs from this week in 1973. Now, if you head on over to Doug Steffen, STEPHAN.com or GoodDayShow.com, Jennifer has Facebook reaction to our poll of the day, which is what, Jen?
Well, our poll of the day is the reaction to the Casey Anthony verdict, and our options are up there. A, it was right, she's innocent. B, it was all the jury could do, the prosecution didn't prove its case. C, hard to say, since we didn't have all the information that the jury had. D, it's an outrage, she's getting away with murder. And E, who is Casey Anthony? And I'm telling you people, if you voted for that one,
all right,
you have to know who she
is. Let's go around the table here. Jennifer, what do you believe? Which answer would you choose?
You know, I'm going to say combo of B and C because I was outraged that she wasn't punished. But again, we don't know what the jury, everything that the jury had to say. I mean,
so
they had
C
to
and
believe.
D you were.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, C and D, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But, you know, they had to, there wasn't a lot of physical evidence. So as much
so you're saying B, C and D. All right.
I told you.
Roberta, which one would you have chosen?
I think she should have gotten at least manslaughter, though.
Yes, I absolutely agree. I think they overcharged her. I think if they had done a lesser charge of manslaughter, I think it would have been an easier case. But
yeah.
The fact that it was murder one, that...
That's a big thing you have to take into consideration.
They could have done manslaughter, though.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest mistake on the prosecution side. So, I watched the trial with my cousin, who's a lawyer, and so we had a lot of discussions back and forth about this. But we both agreed that she did it. At first, my cousin thought, well, maybe she didn't. But then towards the end, once the prosecution, especially that woman, did the final closing statements, we said, yeah, she's guilty, no question.
She's guilty of knowing what happened, or she's guilty
of
murder?
No, 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 of murder, of murder. She did it.
I absolutely
did. This is like an O.J. Simpson thing.
Yeah, see, I'm at B. It was all the jury could do because the prosecution did not prove its case. And
well,
if you
yeah.
have any reasonable doubt, you
that's
have to
thing.
Find them
exactly.
innocent. And that's the
exactly.
way our system works, like it or not. And it's very unfortunate because this little girl, as Jennifer says, mm-hmm. now she has no advocate. Nobody
yes.
is there fighting
Nobody's
for her.
Advocating
Somebody
for her.
Got away scot-free, and it's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame.
And there
One
won't
of,
be any...
Either the parents or the mother knows, or Casey Anthony knows, who did it. They know what happened.
She knows. I don't know that her parents know. I think her parents, I would hate to be in their position. Regardless of all the allegations, and if they are true, then I definitely apologize. But I don't see, I don't understand, but judging by her father's reaction mm-hmm. when he tried to kill himself, if you were mm-hmm. guilty of something, you would put it in your suicide note. And all he put in his suicide note was the fact that he couldn't protect his granddaughter.
Well, you know what? Actually, my cousin had a very interesting premise, and, you know, I kind of went, is a possibility that the father had abused Casey Anthony her whole life. And
well, that's
had,
what she said he did.
Right.
Had started to do that with the child, and that Casey killed the child to protect her from the father.
It just and
it
still doesn't explain
the
going out and partying. Going out and partying the next day. I mean, that's good.
That's the thing. This woman is a chronic liar, chronic partier. Do you know she lied to her parents about having a job? She said she worked at Universal Studios
yeah,
in Orlando.
Exactly, yeah.
And she
mm-hmm.
went somewhere every day for 2 years, and she never had a job.
How
she
did she live?
Going, I don't know. Off of her friends, I guess.
Well, how's she going to live now? I mean, that's the thing. You're pretty much...
I don't know.
You can't go home to mom and dad.
Towards her. I mean, the mom had started to perjure herself to protect her daughter because I think she thought it was very real that she was going to get the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what a mess!
It's a mess, and all
Great movie.
You know,
Great
it
movie.
Doesn't even matter. It matters.
There's
if the
no happy ending.
Dead and there's just nothing you can do to change
yeah,
it.
Yeah, how do you make a movie out of something where there's? I mean, there's no
but,
happy
but,
ending
but
to this.
It's an unbelievable story, though.
It's a story, but yeah, I mean, a story to
well,
be...
Not all movies have happy endings.
Yeah, but it has some kind of an ending where there's, you know, a resolution. There's no resolution here.
Well, a lot of movies don't have resolutions.
Like what? Name one. I'm going to pull a Doug on you.
The
Name
story
one.
That never ends.
The story.
Right.
The
never-ending story.
All right, also
that
on,
one.
on gooddayshow.com is a story about, and I don't understand this one, Jen, help me out. Divorce ceremonies are picking up in Japan after the tsunami disaster?
Mm-hmm, that's the story. It's up there on the website. They're kind of tying this to people realizing that life is kind of short and it's caused unhappy couples to reassess their life and transition to being single again. And do you know it only costs 55,000 yen to become single again?
How much is that in dollars?
55,000 yen sounds like a lot, doesn't it?
But it does.
Only $690.
Yeah, see, that's the same as
pesos. And there's a ceremony, I guess, that you transition into being single. So for $690, you also get a buffet meal, and you get a ritual smashing of your wedding rings with the gavel.
A buffet meal.
Yeah, so I'm kind of excited. You know, it's like hometown Buffett. Smash your rings and you can go out and date again.
Oh, my gosh.
So let me get this straight.
A buffet meal.
Let me get this straight.
Love it.
So instead of people saying, oh, my God, we could have been gone. I love you more today than yesterday, realizing that I could have been without you. The reaction there is, oh, my God, what the hell am I doing with you?
Stop,
I'm going to go find
time.
Somebody I really want to be with. Like,
absolutely, but think about it. Disaster will either pull you together or push you apart. And I just think it's funny that they do this ceremony. I mean, we have all the drama and the, you know, Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger, who gets what in 50-50 state. In Japan, they have a party. Like, this woman in the story wore her yellow dress. She got all dressed up. It was her divorce outfit. And then they went to the hometown buffet. God. They had some food, and then they smashed their wedding rings, and boom, they're done. There's, like,
love
no
it.
Drama here. I think it's
love
genius.
It.
I want a Japanese divorce if I ever need one.
I want the buffet.
Hysterical.
I know. Oh, and I bet they have good stuff in Japan. They probably have sushi.
They pay good money for a Chinese buffet. I went to, we went
it's,
to our local sushi
Japanese.
Restaurant.
They're Mr.
Japanese.
Racist.
Thank you. We went to a Japanese sushi house this past Saturday, because every Saturday they have the sushi buffet. Place is jammed. It's packed. Everybody going up. And then the owner of the restaurant walks around to make sure you're eating the rice as well as the fish.
Oh, because you have to have a little bit of each. See, I don't like the buffet people that patrol. I mean, if you're giving me a buffet, don't judge me.
Well, when it comes to sushi, though, you could do some damage if you only eat the fish.
Yeah.
So that's what they do.
Eating fish off of a buffet freaks me out anyway.
Yeah, well, especially
buffets
when it's raw
are for,
fish.
Like, salad.
That kind of eats me out, too. All right, so straight
before
ahead.
We move on, though, Rich,
yes.
I have to tell you, if you go to our Facebook page, our buddy Warren Eckstein has posted some stuff about getting along with your pet, and this is my favorite. I'm actually going to practice this on our next break with my cat. You're supposed to get at eye level with your cat, look at it, blink deliberately, and then lick your lips, because this is like a sign of friendship that you're offering to lick your cat.
And then what happens when you don't lick your cat? Does he claw you in the face?
I'm thinking Warren's punking us. I think he's trying.
Right now he's got a video camera set up outside your front window.
I think I'm on a webcam somewhere.
Yeah. All right, it's coming up on 44 past the hour on Good Day Show. It's Dr. Ken straight ahead, so hang out.
Hello, I'm Sean Donovan, Secretary of HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUD has a new program that offers unemployed homeowners up to $50,000 in mortgage assistance. But you must act quickly. Get more information at findehlp.org or call 855-FIND-EHLP. That's findehlp.org or call 855-346-3345. You must act quickly.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Summer is here, and it's time for a classic.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
46 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day Show without Doug Steffen. But we do have Dr. Ken along with Jennifer, Roberta, and myself, Rich. And you will want to stick around because we're going to finally solve the old wives' tale about whether your finger length is associated with the length of your fellows, you know, if you know what
Bring
I mean.
Bring it on. What's the truth?
All right. So we'll get to that in a second. But first, Dr. Ken, painkillers and risk of dangerous heart flutter.
Out this morning, British Medical Journal, those non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the ones that in the past few years we've suggested may increase the risk of heart attacks and stroke, the new information is significant risk to atrial fibrillation, that dangerous heart rhythm that can lead to stroke.
All right, so these would include what?
The Motrins, the Aleves of the world.
Okay, so all the more reason to take and use Salon Pause, correct?
All the more reason to come up with a patch. You don't have to put the pill through your body and get the usual stomach, intestinal bothers, and here we have a heart rhythm problem. And the Salon Pause, it's the first FDA pain patch that's approved without a prescription to relieve mild to moderate pain. There's two forms, one for arthritis, one for pain relief. And I recommend this. My patients who are using this, they really like it.
All right, so check it out at gooddayshow.com or at your local pharmacy. Here's one that seems like a duh. Eating disorders appear to raise risk of death.
Anorexia nervosa. This is the problem where usually women, they have a false sense of their ideal body form, and they see themselves, even when they're usually very thin, as obese, and they will literally starve themselves to death. One of the cases when I was an intern at Duke University in the 1980s that made the biggest impression on me as a rising learning doctor was a woman who literally starved herself to death in the intensive care unit in Duke University.
Sad.
Very sad.
Right. And then, you know, there's always been talk about this, you know, you in a bar or something like that. Can guys' finger length predict the length of their hoo-hoo?
All right, women, listen up, because I'm not making this up. Asian Journal of Andrology this week, it seems to be true. The ratio of the length of a man's index finger to that of the ring finger. So we're talking about the second and the fourth finger seem to be linked with penis size. The lower the ratio, the longer the penis. So it seems like that that index finger.
Wait, the lower the ratio.
So if they are closer in size.
Then you're in the good.
Then you're in the good. And you're looking good. It doesn't matter how long the actual fingers are. Like if my fingers are longer than yours, that means nothing. It's the ratio from them to the second, so the two middle fingers on your hand.
The lower the ratio. It seems the longer the ringer finger is compared to the second finger, that's the bigger the penis.
Okay, so you want a long ring finger.
So that means if I was a guy, there would have been lucky ladies around.
So I dare you, Jennifer, to be able to walk through the office today and not stare at every man's hand.
Do not dare me. I'll actually say, can I see your hand? I'll put pictures up on Facebook later.
So a long ring finger is good, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Facebook.com/JenniferHornRadio for the people in my office. We'll investigate later today.
The longer the ring finger is compared to the second finger, that's a good thing.
All right.
If you're looking for a longer penis.
Oh, my God. All of the guys that are going to be walking around with their hands in their pockets today, that pretty much gives
no.
it up.
Oh, no.
Journal of Andrology.
You have
so
such
I can see
nice
on,
skin.
On the websites now, the guys are going to be posting pictures of their hands instead of
I'm looking
their
for Rich. Rich,
genitals.
You better get up there. Come on. Okay, so short index finger, long ring finger is good.
If length is important, it's good.
Okay.
And when wasn't it?
Next.
Is that an editorial or a fact?
All right. Late talkers. What's this?
I have a daughter who didn't start to talk until she was probably 3-4 years old, and we were wondering whether she would ever talk. She's made up for it well enough by now. And it seems like these late-talking babies, they're not at risk for behavioral problems later. In fact, a lot of people think that they're, in fact, smarter than most babies because they have their own little language. Journal
really?
Of Pediatrics this week.
Okay. All right. There he is. Everybody enjoys staring at everybody's hands today. It's a good day at 51 past the hour. Thank you, Ken.
Ow!
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Budweiser, you created a monster, and they call him Frankenstein.
Oh, my God.
And the tavern down the street is the laboratory where he makes the transformation all the time.
Everybody out there is going, what in the world is this? Chucker, you know what it is?
It does affect me differently every time.
This is Sylvester Stallone, Drinkenstein.
Rhinestone, right?
From, yeah, that's right, from Rhinestone.
Drinkenstein. And they call me.
That was his infamous pairing with Dolly Parton.
Oh, man. You know, I think I've seen parts of this movie several times. Is it as bad as I thought it might be?
It's not one of his better movies.
Yeah, okay.
Although a lot of people don't think he's ever made a good movie, but I disagree.
Nah, I disagree too. So, you know, the Rambo stuff, the Rocky stuff, all good stuff. All right, well, he turned 65 today, which is why we're playing that song from that movie. And it's time for Chuck Curry and Movie Moments, and we're going to play three cuts from a movie. And you're going to pick up the phone, give us a call, 1-800-510-8255, if you know what movie these three audio clips come from.
Hey, you've been sick? You lost weight?
Really? Now, whatever weight I lost, you found, pal.
All right. So we know who it is. Now you just have to tell us which one it is. So 1-800-510-8255. Chuck, it's pretty easy, I would say.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
I don't know it yet.
Bullets go faster than blades.
Yeah, never mind. I won't say anything. It's too easy. All right, the last clip.
We are the shadows. And the smoke in your eyes. We are the ghosts that hide in the night.
See, now that confuses me.
Yeah, I have no idea what this
the
is.
The first one.
What is this?
The first one. Here, let me play the number one again, because this one I think is the gimme.
Hey, you've been sick? You lost weight?
Really? Whatever weight I lost, you found, pal.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. I'm wrong. Okay. I was absolutely wrong. There it is. It's the actor. I had the actor right, but I had the movie wrong. So, all right. See if you can get it right. 1-800-510-8255. Now, yesterday, Chucker got a chance to go see, or over the weekend, Chucker got a chance to go see Transformers. And he was all excited to tell us about how amazing the 3D is. But, yeah, of course, Doug sucks all the oxygen out of the room and didn't give Chucker his time. Apparently, this is an amazing thing to see.
I mean, the story itself is okay. I mean, it has some good humor to it. I mean, I liked it. I thought it was a much better Transformers movie than the second one, so I recommend people who like the franchise go see it. But what really blew me away was the 3D. It really was extremely impressive. And when I sat there, I would almost call it landmark. It was that good.
So obviously you feel like things are just flying out of the screen because this is like the perfect movie for 3D, we'd think.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm against 3D, I would say, for 90% of the films. A lot of movies have been converted. Hollywood has really abused the privilege. And when Cameron did Avatar, he shot the movie with 3D cameras. A lot of the other films that have used 3D have done it in post-conversion. They were filmed in 2D, and then they hired some sort of company that does 3D to convert the movie itself into a 3D process.
Okay.
It was not shot that way. They shot, Michael Bay, the director of Transformers 3, shot the movie with the same 3D cameras that Cameron did for Avatar, and he just had a, he just knew how to do it. It was very, very impressive 3D.
All right, so we've got a minute. Give us a couple of quick stories.
One other story, according to the Hollywood blog, The Wrap, Johnny Depp is close to closing a deal for a fifth Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's what I say, come on. You know, reports have it that he's already pocketed $350 million from the first four. He's currently shooting Dark Shadows. Then he's going to do Lone Ranger, which will play Tonto. How much money does the guy need? I mean, I'm all for making a big paycheck, but the world does not need another Pirates of the Caribbean.
You know, and I don't know that I buy him playing a normal part like Tonto anymore. How is he going to play that straight? He's going to play it some silly, goofy way, and I'm not interested.
I don't think he can play straight anymore.
Exactly.
He's so quirky.
Yeah, but, all right, one more.
Captain America opens Friday. It's called Captain America the First Avenger, but when it hits screens in Russia, the Ukraine, and South Korea, it will simply be titled The First Avenger. Avenger, they're going to get rid of the Captain America title.
Who makes this? Who makes the Captain America? Comic book?
Marvel and Paramount.
Now, I saw yesterday some rumors on Twitter that not Burt Ward, who played the original Batman?
Adam West
might make an appearance in the new Dark Knight movie.
Oh, that's cool.
I didn't hear that. Yeah,
they're saying they have sightings of him around the set, so it's the big rumors are floating around. Nobody had the correct answer to our movie quiz. It's Sylvester Stallone in The Expendables. And it's 58 past the hour on Good Day. Thank you, Chucker.